Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs. Talk about songs. Talk about songs.
You might say that we take on songs. But then again, you might not. I can't tell you how to live. I try, though. Hi. I'm your co-host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am introducing not just episode 209 of Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs, but also the Mark in that equation, Mark Blankenship. Hello, Mark.
Oh, hey, take on me, meaning take me onto your podcast. I don't know. Whatever, y'all.
I don't either. I just, please be careful as you're banging your way down the hand-drawn hallway.
So you've probably guessed, listeners, that today's song, which I have brought to the table, is A-ha's classic Take On Me. And I came to this for a couple of reasons. One, because I just happened to notice as I was idly flipping through the Billboard charts from the 80s, which I do, that we are currently, as we're recording this, which is October, in the exact time in 1985 when Take On Me was climbing the charts. And then also because there was some hullabaloo earlier this year when the music video reached 1 billion views, which I think it's only the second music video from the 80s other than Sweet Child of Mine that has been viewed 1 billion times. And so the record company, whoever it was, released this really very interesting three-part documentary about the making of the song, the making of the video, and the impact of both. All that being said, I felt like, well, shit, we should talk about it. So without further ado, here is a clip from A-ha's number one single, Take On Me.
It's so better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. That vocal.
I know.
It's so good.
Sarah, I feel like this, we talk a lot about songs that we come to loathe through overhearing, and yet somehow A-ha's Take On Me exists outside of that conversation for me. I could hear that song 1,000 times a day, and I would still be like, yeah, this is great.
It's built so well. That like, in the bridge when it's sort of like, everybody buckle up, here we go.
Yeah.
It's so good. But you know what's funny? I sat down to prep this and I just sort of assume like, what am I going to have to say about this? Like, this has been a shorthand for a certain kind of flashback situation for so long. Like, I've seen the video a million times. I loved it. These dudes were inside many lockers at my school.
Oh yeah, because hello, the cheekbones on the members of A-ha, even still now, but especially then. Good God.
There's a disgusting comment here involving my personal fjord that I will just leave alone and move on.
The flooding of the fjords.
I know. Paddle, Sven. Paddle. Gross. And everything. Colon. Lost. This vocal is really underrated, I think. Like, as with so many songs that have become not wallpaper, but fabric, let's say. Really listening to this in the way that we do to prep an episode, I was like, Well, holy shit. And also prepping it after the Christina episode. And it's like, is this guy as talented vocally as Christina Aguilera? No. But also he's more talented in certain ways because, first of all, his range is bonkers. Second of all, his timbre is like, I mean, talk about like, you know, in the fjords, you can hear sounds for miles. Like, it's perfectly clear and beautiful, but it's also completely felt. And this is the second version of the song.
Yes.
So, and I didn't go and listen to the first one because I sort of didn't want to, like clutter my thoughts any further than they're already naturally cluttered while I was thinking about this song. But like this, like coming to this fresh and sort of listening to it in order to talk about it and sort of put into words the things that it's so good at, like rendering in an inchoate way. Or not inchoate, but like that it's like beyond words and that sort of Wordsworthian, stamp your bingo card, way of talking about music as the first language of communication, that this is coming directly from the singer's soul. And
yes,
the words are just sort of like nearby in case the soul needs some help. It's really amazing. It's an amazing vocal. And the song does not, my first note as I started listening to it in that sort of famous intro was like, is this going to be something that depends on the visual, which we also talked about recently in the break-in episode, but it really isn't. Like it exists. That video is legendary, obviously, but it exists outside of that also in a way that may be underappreciated here 35 years later. So great pick. I really had a lot to think about, and not in the sarcastic meme way, like literally. Yeah. So well done.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I agree with so much of this. For one thing, it is because I watched this documentary, which is just on YouTube, by the way, like it's available to everyone. It's just three short YouTube videos that total about 25 minutes. Anyway, the song, they started writing it when they were teenagers. Like that riff, the ba da 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 da. It came out of some experimenting that they were doing when they were like, I guess, all teen boy bands of the early 80s trying to play punk music. And at first they were resistant to the riff because it was too poppy. But then they finally realized, wait, this is maybe our life-changing riff. And then it took them a long time to perfect the song. And there were multiple record labels and like versions of the song and videos, and like you said,
and
there's
European capitals, like then they're in London, like I maybe try it in English, why not?
And then suddenly it just all happened. And I do think you're right that this is a song that even without the video is wonderful. Like Morten Harkett, who is the lead singer of this band, and oh my god, so beautiful. I know I'm talking about the song without regard to the visuals, but oh my god, he's so hot. And in fact, in that documentary, you can hear all of the record producers basically saying, yeah, then I saw what he looked like and I was like, even I want to fuck him. Let's give him a record deal. But he is such a good singer, and that insane high note, this song is in this weird zone where you definitely do want to sing along to as much of it as you can, and then you have to just be quiet for a second.
Yeah, then you just have to let it drop out and go into lip sync mode because,
yes.
Yeah.
There's only two options. Either you go into silent lip sync or you make a parody of the note. You're like, meh, in a day or two. You just do the best.
I just drop down like five octaves below him and do my Junior Brown imitation. It's not a perfect solution, but I spend a lot of time alone, and that's probably why.
But this is definitely a song that did not need its music video to be an excellent piece of music, because it is so, the melody is beautiful. That synth line is beautiful. His voice is just such a supple instrument, and he is able to make it feel so effortless as he climbs from the lower part of his register to the top. And again, going back to what we were saying about Christina, he feels like he knows exactly why he is making all of these choices. And there's just an ease to it that is so wonderful. And the song is just so satisfying. And I think that is one of the reasons that it has really endured, is because, yes, the video is awesome. Of course it is. I can remember being 6 and 7 years old when this video was first out, and it was astonishing. Like, everybody was obsessed with watching it. But but the song itself is also just so beautiful and satisfying, and it really is a demonstration of the best of what was happening with the lush synthesizer sounds of the mid-80s pop.
Yes, I wanted to talk about how it is so utterly 1985 that it, like, sort of went supernova and now exists just in the universe outside of time.
Yes.
that might slightly be overstating the importance, not to be like, you know, Carl Sagan, be like, just think about the concept of the number one. And you're like, oh.
but it's true. Like, it's always going to be welcome at my doorstep, this song. And I think that it, however, would be disingenuous to pretend like the video doesn't have anything to do with it, because,
well, sure,
I'm still moved by the video. I just watched it like 2 days ago, and Bunty Bailey is the name of the actress who plays the young woman in the diner, which is so
perfect.
Yes,
yes, I'm aware.
And she's wearing that really ugly sweater dress thing that's like 50 sizes too big, but she's still so cute.
I had that dress. Sure.
Yes. Good. Yes. Let's just say that one doesn't live outside of time. It's rooted in its time.
there's a lot of video fashion that that's true of. There was just something so simultaneously, like, perfectly melodramatic in that sort of end of the New Row era way that sort of is hand in hand with, like, Duran Duran all arrayed on a boat that no one appears to be driving with, and they're all wearing some body paint and screaming about some lady dancing on the sand, and you're like, eh? But like Duran Duran, I think A-ha understood the time that they were living in very well. And
yes.
There's, like, at the end, there's the first iteration of that big, like, climactic holler, and then he's like, oh, we gotta do this again, and there's almost a wink in his voice that he's like, oh, you thought that one was good. And he goes up sooner and holds it longer, but there is, like, as he's going back into that chorus line, there is, like, a little huh in his voice that I've always really enjoyed, that he's like, oh yeah, watch this. And it's like, okay, I will, because you're cute and you can really sing.
And speaking of the cuteness, the fact that the music video taps into the fact that we all want a dream man to want us so much that he will literally cross from one genre to another to be with us. Like it's like, it doesn't really matter what happens in the video. Like, the plot is, you know, there are guys chasing them. It looks cool, fine. But, like, then when this, like, ink-smudged, sweaty guy in a white T-shirt and tight pants wants you so much that he pounds his way out of a comic book to hopefully start pounding you. Oh, my God. And that scene when he's, like, on the floor and he looks up and he's, like, arms are sort of pushing him up off the floor and he's so sweaty. Oh, God. And then she looks at him and you're just like, yes, please, Norwegian man.
as someone who took a book out of the library repeatedly and then totally tried to steal it because the boy on the cover of this book was drawn so cutely, I really felt this video and its aspirations very strongly.
Oh, I think that this is a good time to also point out that the cheekbones and vocals of A-ha may have only moved the American public once, but they are not a one-hit wonder in the rest of the world. They have almost 20 top 10 hits in their native Norway, and those hits range from 1984, Sarah, until 2006. Nine. Shit. They had their most recent top 10 hit in Norway in 2009. And then in the UK,
I sampled some of the songs actually from the other ones from the 80s that charted, like, not great, but they charted sort of on the strength of Take On Me,
right,
here in the States. And you know what's weird? Like, these are songs that I was like, oh, I knew that song, but I thought it was X, including I was about to be like, did you know they sang a Bond theme? Who am I speaking with? Of course you knew that. I thought that Bond theme was Simple Minds until yesterday.
Until, like, you were yesterday years old.
What a weird... Yeah, I was yesterday years old. And then I started thinking, like, what a weird thing to discover about Aha is that I thought that sometimes they were Oingo Boingo and other times I thought they were... Who are the Life in a Northern Town band?
Dream Academy.
Yeah. And sometimes I thought they were X. Like, it's really hilarious that, like, if you look at the roster from March Madness a couple of years ago and all these British bands that at various points, Aha was totally, like, doing their thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that song. That's Bronski Beat. And Bronski Beat's like...
Get the fuck out of here with this. You're like, wait, this new song by Information Society is awesome.
I know. Who's like Sarah Bunting, is it? Ma'am. Ma'am, this is a Johnny Hates Jazz. Please leave.
This is a Johnny Hates. I love Swing Out Sister. I'm sure you do, ma'am. That is a band with a female vocalist. This is Aha.
Great. I know. Welcome to Copenhagen. Nope. Nope.
Are we at Reykjavik? Get the fuck out of here with that, man.
The ugliest American.
I do want to point out that our good friend and former guest on this podcast, Adam Grossworth, wanted to register his rage and disappointment that The Living Daylights, the Aha Bond theme, did not even chart in the United States. And he has a fair point. It reached number 5 in the UK, number 1 in Norway.
That's because it's Simple Minds, Adam Grossworth. Jesus.
However, the Simple Minds version of The Living Daylights.
The Irish band, buy a map.
You know, the version of The Living Daylights by Tears for Fears was a massive hit in America, so it's all right. I want to just take this moment to say that we recently got a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts where the guy simply said, they cursed.
And oh, no, the title of the review was, what was it? Not good.
Yeah, something like that. Hold on. Now that we're thinking about it, I'm going to just look it up.
I will give this fucker credit for being concise.
Hold on.
I'm on Twitter.
Okay, so the review states simply, not good at all is the title, and then they cursed. 1 star. And I'm just like, you know what, motherfucker? If you're going to give us 1 star, give us 1 star because we go on such random fucking tangents all the time.
Yeah.
At least know what you don't like.
Not good at all? Like, okay. Sometimes it's pretty rando, but like not good at all. And then that's why. And I think my favorite part about this was the number of our listeners or Twitter followers who were like, wait, so he put a curse on you? Or
someone wrote, what? Did Sarah piss off a witch?
I know, seriously. Thank you, Sully. I mean, should I piss off myself? I mean, that's just so funny. Like, we have been marking these episodes E for explicit since March of 2016, sir.
But the point being,
fucking Arby's.
The point being, just as we would like to be known, I guess Aha would like to be known. So I'm glad that we now both know a little bit more about what they did and did not put into the world. And what they sure did put into the world was one of the greatest pop songs of all time. There, I said it. Take on Me is one of the greatest pop songs of all time.
Agree. God damn it.
Fuckity fucking fuck fuck. Oh, but anyway, seriously though, if he were ever no. This episode will not be useful in classrooms.
No.
Oh, but I'll tell you what though, if grown-up Mort from Aha wanted to come make out with me right now, I'd be like, yes. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
He can bust out of the panel of anything he wants.
Because that is a man who has aged to perfection. Mm-hmm. And whew, Lord, yes.
And they all were just like, you know what? This is our job and we're doing it. And they don't seem to take themselves too seriously. And that Bond theme, I actually like it more now that I don't think that it's Simple Minds like playing above their raisin. So,
well, Simple Minds is a band that definitely takes themselves soups seriously. And you're right. Aha is like, they're like, one of the things that I really appreciate about this documentary that I apparently will never stop talking about is that they all are like, yeah, we're really happy about this. I mean, maybe sometimes we feel like we don't want to play it, but then we're like, no, we're really glad that this song exists. And I just feel like, thank you. Thank you for not hating the song that is the reason you still have a career in America. I mean, I know you have thousands of hits elsewhere, but still. I love them. I love the song. Please kiss me, Mort Harkin. Mort Harkin.
Turn me on. You lift me up like the sweetest cup I share with you. You lift me up.
Y'all, Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs is hosted by Mark Blankenship, aka me, and Sarah D. Bunting. And it's edited by Sarah D. Bunting as well. Do you want to talk to Mark and Sarah about song requests, ads, or birthday readings? Email us at talkaboutsongs@gmail.com, tweet us at TalkSongs, or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/mastus.podcast. To become a supporter and producer of this podcast, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/mastus, where you can get access to all kinds of cool bonus content and vote in our ranking episodes. Thanks for listening.
Talk about songs, talk about songs, talk about songs.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.